We'll sum up, Monajed is the UK spokesman of the newly formed National Initiative for Change in Syria. Osama, just tell us what you've been doing in the last few days in terms of coordinating online opposition to the regime.
Well, we've been working on several tracks. Number one is the activism on the ground, which is logistical support, coordination of tactics and demonstrations, also facilitating the need on ground and in various levels, even medical support. Now that's one track. The other track we've been focusing on is the media side, where we have a network of contacts in every region, in every city. We provided them with satellite communication equipment, and HD cameras, small cameras, and we monitor every thing on the ground. We take these videos and images. We verify them in a virtual environment, virtual room outside, where we have activists, about 20 people working from Australia to Los Angeles, across the world. We verify, check these, and then we disseminate the information back to the country so everyone knows what's going on in every place. And we feed international media with stories, eyewitness accounts, and videos and images. What we're doing actually on the media side here, new media, is bridging the gap between classic and mainstream media and what's going on ground in terms of activism, since no reporter, foreign reporter or journalist is allowed in the country. The third track we've been working on is a political one, and that's where we formed the National Initiative for Change, which is 150 reputable names in the country, across board from north, south, east, west, and from all ethnic groups and religious groups, Christians, Sunnis, Alawite, all, and from different political backgrounds. And with 27 people also from reputable names, 27 Syrians abroad. The first statement we issued is we are calling, we're giving Assad the last chance to take concrete measures and steps to show leadership and to show that he is in control. It is a matter of days, not a matter of weeks. Coming Friday, is a huge test for Bashar to see how is he going to deal with the huge demonstrations we are planning across country. If not, then we are also calling upon the army to do its job by protecting Syrian civilians and facilitating a transitional period, where we can, safeguard a safe transition into democracy in the country.
You're quoted in the New York Times today saying that you wanted to persuade the defense minister, Ali Habib, to join the opposition, in effect. Tell us more about that.
Well, we're calling upon General Habib to take a historic role to protect Syrians. They swore in the army to protect Syria, Syrian land, Syrian people, Syrian borders, not to serve under one person or for the sake of one regime or one authority. The army should be independent from political influences. The army should protect the Syrians and not participate in the killing of Syrians. And we are full of hope that the General Habib will take a historic role in protecting the civilians from the security forces and from the thugs associated with the regime. We are calling upon him to take a central role in facilitating a transitional period, in assuring the Alawite that they will not be persecuted, assuring the components of the Syrian society that the true Syria and true Syrians is what we've seen in the streets in the past few weeks, all chanting, all one country, all one nation. There hasn't been a single incident of attack against any minority or any groups in the country. In fact, on the contrary, the regime arrested, they're not sparing anyone. They arrested Christians, they arrested Druze, they arrested Alawites, and they are not sparing anyone. The call for the army is to be honest, is the hope that we have as Syrians not to go into the Libya situation, where the international community will certainly intervene, and perhaps there will be a military operation. We do not want that. We do not want see our country being destroyed. That's why we are calling upon those who still have faith in them in the military to take a strategic and historic call.
What gives you hope? Have you been negotiating with Habib?
Sorry?
Have you been negotiating with Habib?
Well, we cannot reveal what's going on in the background, but we are calling upon the again the army to take this historic call. We are hoping that they will listen to Syrians. They will listen to the millions chanting in the street. And not to a few in the presidential palace giving orders. The only background or the only thing in their minds, those in the presidential palace, is how to stay in power, how to tighten their grip, how to bring things back pre 15th of March, and this will never happen. We're all seeing how things are getting dramatically in the country, how things are reaching deadlock if the army did not intervene. At this stage, not to make a military coup, but rather protect civilians and facilitate a transitional period.
What significance do you think there is in these defections of hundreds of Ba'ath Party members, Dera and elsewhere today?
Yeah, we have seen now so far about 230 defections. Defections also started. In other city councils and governorate councils or local governments. This is significant because this is one of the beautiful things about nonviolent struggle, is that we will see defections in the circles around the regime. The Ba'ath Party obviously is not the one of the pillars of support of this regime. It is rather a facade and a front for the security forces who are controlling the whole country. But yet, the defections help. The defections send a strong message that even those who are very close to the regime or used to be part of this whole one-party state in Syria, they are defective. They realize things cannot carry on like this. Massacres in every place, every town cannot carry on, and there are people watching. And this is a message also to Assad and his ruling elite, that the whole world is not going just to sit tight and watch Syrians being slaughtered. You need to realize you are either taking Syria to a whole Libya situation and destroying the country, or you still have a chance to take a brave move by resigning or calling for concrete, deep, genuine reform. It's a matter, again, it's a matter of days, not a matter of weeks.
Just briefly, how credible do you think reports are that the army has been refusing to fire against protesters? How credible do you think these reports are of mutiny within the army?
Well, of course we have eyewitnesses. We have videos of members from the 5th Battalion marching alongside the protests in the southern region. And protecting civilians while they're chanting. We have also videos from Latakia of some members of the army waiting on the side and not intervening. But who is shooting mainly is the 4th Battalion, who belongs to Maher Assad's Bashar brother, and the security forces, and the thugs like Shabiha associated with the regime, mainly from one sect. There are eyewitnesses and eyewitness accounts of 4 tanks burned in Dera. So the army brought tank carriers straight away to lift these tanks and let them just be on the streets and take footages of them. So these reports are somewhat credible, but to what extent is that, and how deep is that? It is a different question.
Okay, Osama, you're beginning to break up, but thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.